Can you talk a little bit about the mechanism of action of fulvestrant and the AIs and what you think would happen with the two together and how that might be different than a SERM like tamoxifen plus an AI?
Yeah, I think that the major difference is thought to be what happens when the SERM or the SERD binds to the estrogen receptor. When tamoxifen binds the receptor, it goes to the estrogen response element of the appropriate genes, and it sits there. Now, it sits there and can be influenced. It can inhibit the gene activity, but it sits there, and the estrogen receptor can be activated by growth factors through phosphorylation of activating factor 1. Whereas the idea is that the SERD causes downregulation of the receptor, is degraded, and doesn't sit on the ERE, and therefore growth factors can't act through phosphorylating activating factor 1. So you've got two agents in the aromatase inhibitor plus fulvestrant combination. You've got one agent, i.e. the aromatase inhibitor, keeping estrogen low, stopping estrogen going to the ERE, and if it gets there, you've got the SERD causing degradation so that presumably growth factor activity can't act via activating factor 1 and phosphorylation of that activating factor. Now, that works in Brody's model. The combination works in Brody's model. And the real question is it acting in women? And it's going to take another year before we get the results of the three trials I've been talking about.
My simplified understanding of this has been that fulvestrant is a competitive inhibitor. You mentioned the issue of dose and the idea to try to overcome that by increasing the dose. Would removing the ligand kind of being the same kind of strategy?
Well, exactly. That's the sort of rationale behind the SOPHIA trial. You're maintaining a low estrogen level in that trial. And so you either reduce the estrogen level or you increase the dose or possibly both. And there is this problem of not knowing the precise way to give fulvestrant despite all this time. Should you give a loading dose? Should you give continuous 500 milligrams? And we'll get some insight into that from the Weiner trial of neoadjuvant 3 months of 500 milligrams versus 3 months of 250 milligrams. That might give us some clue as to the influence of dose fairly soon.